And welcome back to the Murdy Creative Co. podcast. I'm your host, Colin Murdy, and today's topic is the Murdy number 7 leather covers. But first, I want to say thank you to everyone who's supported the company so far. If you haven't got a chance, go check us out on the web at murdycreative.co. That's M-U-R-D-Y creative.co. Be sure to check out the social links on the top of our website, including joining our Discord server. If you'd like to get a little something for collaborating with us and sharing the company, you can get a little paid for that. So go to murdycreative.co/collabs to get more information on that. So it's finally here. And when I say finally here, I mean it's been months in the making. And I've been very excited about this product for a while now. I've actually had this one in my pocket now for several months. And it's been a wonderful, wonderful addition to my daily carry. And it is the Murdy number 7 leather covers. Excuse me. And this story for the leather covers actually goes back to before the launch of the original journals. As I detailed in last week's behind the scenes email, the original Murdy number 2 had been a variation on the binder that was using half sheets of printer paper. And for a number of reasons, it did not work. It was a horrible design. And we discontinued it within a month or two of it going live, and I went back to the drawing board. Well, this version of this design was actually what I came up with before the bar binding technique came out. So the rod binding technique is what we're calling it, and the way it works is pretty simple. There's a rod that runs through the outside of the leather and inside the book, and it folds and meets in the middle of the design. And then you have the inserts, which are based off of the saddle stitched inserts, are these classic little like field note versions, and they can slide in and out. And they're held in place by the center rod, that goes through the binding and holds them in place. Now, the advantage of these designs is, well, multifold, but at least twofold. One, it works with soft cover inserts. So for those of you that like soft cover options and are into that kind of thing, which I am, they're great for that. Two, because they're a lot simpler and slimmer than our other designs, they're a little less expensive, which is nice. And that was a big part of why we launched this product. We've been working on trying to find ways to help people during these difficult macroeconomic times to be able to afford our products, despite the fact that we can't necessarily make them for any cheaper than we already do. And so because of that, we've been trying to find ways to keep our quality standards that high, keep our design principles that we have established that allow for our 120-year warranty, but also provide awesome products for you guys that are a little less expensive. And these are better in that regard. They don't come with a pen by default, which is an expense that we were able to take out. And the inserts themselves are a little less expensive than, for example, our moleskin inserts. That allows for us to sell them at a little bit of a lower price, and we're really excited about them because of that. Beyond that, though, they are awesome. Like I said, this pocket cut has been in my pocket now for months, and it is my everyday carry, everyday use type product. I use all of my products pretty much every day, but that's neither here nor there. This particular one is great because the inserts themselves that go into it are not particularly expensive. You can buy them in 6-packs on Amazon and other things, and they are awesome to write in because you don't feel bad if you mess up. I would not necessarily recommend these for daily journaling, although you can use it however you'd like. But because the inserts just don't have that many pages and they're just thin and they're not particularly robust and durable of their own nature, not that the leather cover does help them with that significantly, they're a little more on the disposable kind of thing. So it's a lot easier for me to jot my notes down or just take little measurements of things and write them down there and not have to worry about, you know, putting it in a nice moleskin, for example. This design was, you know, why now? This design was actually part of a request that another customer had, well, we've gotten several requests for this in the past, for a product that works with the classic composition cut notebook. So for those of you who went to school at some point in the last 100 years, you probably have seen these classic composition cut notebooks, and that is where this design, which is the new composition cut, comes from. This is the new name. This is much more deserving of the composition cut name than our prior journal. The artist formerly known as composition cut is now the ledger cut, if those of you didn't notice. So with that in mind, the composition cut is designed for that composition notebook. It's an easy way to add that cover in and out. Great for people who are going to school or just at the office who want to have something that's easy to jot in and like those composition notebooks. So that's the new composition cut. And then we also have a new size altogether to the company, which is our 5x7. Now, this design is one that I have absolutely fallen in love with for my daily like idea journal. I use a 5x7 now for most of my day-to-day, this would be a good idea to do kind of things. And I like it because I like the space that it has available to write in. I mean, there's a lot of really, really good size for writing, but not so big that you can't, you know, carry it around and make it easy. And in fact, it fits in my coat pocket, my winter coat pocket, I should say, like my raincoat, not my suit coat. It's a little big for that, but it's really great. And it also has a little 5x7 insert that goes with it. And same thing as the larger composition cut insert. It is relatively inexpensive and pretty ubiquitous, and it works out great. So I love the new covers. They do come with an optional pen hole. So you can either get it without the pen hole. I know a lot of the people that I've been, you know, having prototype and use this ahead of time, a lot of them have said that they just don't carry it with a pen in it. They carry a pen in their pocket per se, but they don't have it in there. One of the gentlemen I know carries it in his back pocket. And so he didn't want the pen hole, and he doesn't use the pen hole for it. So we offered that as an option where you don't have to get the pen hole. It's no extra charge to get the pen hole because it's not that much more difficult for us to add it. But that's where that option comes into play. And you also can add the pen to it on the product page if you'd like to get it to come with the pen. That being said, it doesn't just have to be used as a writing tool or as a tool to write on, I should say. If you have something that's printed that happens to be the same dimensions and it's saddle stitched, which saddle stitching doesn't have to be with actual thread. Saddle stitching can be stapled, for example. This works really well for holding those kinds of things like catalogs and such. These are three sizes that we have available right now. There are more to come, I will say. And if you got a size specifically that you're interested in, you let us know, because right now we are determining what we're going to do for the rollout and what order we're going to roll them out. And if you've got requests for specific sizes for things like this that you think would be good fits, let us know. We might roll those out sooner rather than later. So this is a great place to start. We're very, very, very excited about them. And it has been a long time coming. Now, the rod binding is a wonderfully stable choice over some of the more elastic alternatives. And in fact, that's where the design originally kind of comes from. Is I'd seen a journal that was a similar in size to this or similar in type to this, but it uses elastic on the inside. And I didn't like that because it wouldn't fit with our design parameters of being built to last a lifetime and beyond, right? It was too easy for the elastic to snap. And frankly, it didn't hold the journal in there very well. But the rod solves that problem. Now, one of the things that people might say is, well, does the rod interfere with your writing? And the short answer is not really. The longer answer is that the rod itself only takes up about an eighth of an inch in width. Well, most people don't write all the way up to the eighth of an inch of margin. And particularly because this is actually in the gutter margin where the bar rests, which means it's the margin closest to the center of the book. Most people do not write all the way up to the edge of the gutter margin for the fact that their hand can't do it very well. So you don't lose very much in terms of page space, if any at all. And it works great to lay flat, or as flat as any piece of paper can lay. So I love using it for that purpose. I strongly recommend people get this out and try this out. It's a great, great fit. They make great gifts for people. They're not terribly expensive. And they are wonderful, wonderful, practical, useful gifts that are soft cover. So I know that a lot of you have wanted soft cover. I do not recommend hardcovers in these. In fact, they are not designed for hardcover. And that's actually one of the reasons why I didn't launch them when I originally had developed the number two that uses the bar binding. When I originally had developed the number two, and this was the first kind of version of it, the reason I didn't launch this as our journal was because I wanted the Murdy Creative Code journals to be hardcover. And this was not compatible with hardcover for a variety of reasons. So I took the concept of a piece of metal in the spine being used to hold the insert in place and mold it around, and then eventually came up with the bar binding technique that is used in our journals. And that's why those are our journals, and they are for hardcover. This is purely for softcover. But why would you choose to use our journals over this? There's a couple of advantages and disadvantages to each. One, our journals are hardcover and the paper quality is a little bit better and they have a better place for their pen and they're a more robust storage option and they're just a nicer weighted journal because of the fact that the hardcover insert is bound more stably, more firmly. And it is less likely to have things tear out over time. Whereas a softcover journal has always, since the beginning of time, had a bit more of an issue with things tearing out of them. So why people like soft covers for some extent, they're a lot easier to use, but they also have that downside. For us, This design is a wonderful addition, not replacement, in our lineup. And I truly feel that way. I definitely think that for me, I currently still use my classic cut Meridian No. 2 journal for my personal journaling, like my day-to-day journaling about what happened that day or what I'm thinking. However, I use my 5x7 for ideas and things that are more evolving notes, as it were. And I use my pocket cut for things like, oh, I needed to take a measurement of this fixture that I'm working on. I need to remember that number. I'm going to jot that down. Or, oh, I need to not forget to go to the grocery store and pick up these things. So I'm going to throw that on my list there. So that's what I use my pocket cut for. So that's kind of one of my, that's like my ecosystem for how I use our various products. And I definitely recommend that combination for people who are interested in that kind of thing. So it's a wonderful new product. We're very excited about it. We'd love to hear your feedback on it. So if you've got questions or ideas or other things that you want, please mention them in the comments on the YouTube video if you're in there, or you can send us an email. We'd love to hear from you. sales@murdycreative.co. sales@murdycreative.co. Now, one thing that we have coming down the pike that I'm very excited about, I do not want to talk about it too much because it's not quite there yet, but we do have more opportunities coming with our international clients. And I will say that now, as of the recording of this podcast and of when this podcast will be launched, it's probably not really quite ready to go, so don't look for it just yet. But hopefully by the end of the week, we will have all of the little details sorted out and we will be able to ship internationally. So for those of you who are international customers watching this, or interested in this, check back in at the end of the week and stay tuned. And there should be an email as well that will go out once we do have all of the software upgrades integrated and everything's working properly. In the meantime, if you do happen to go look and it does seem to be working, please note that it might be working, but it might still be a little bit of a test phase. So there might be things that go wrong. We will obviously work with you to sort any issues out if there do happen to be issues that arise in that process. Once that formal announcement goes out, though, it will be fully ready to go and we shouldn't have that problem anymore. So we're very excited about that. That is a wonderful new opportunity for us and we're still getting all the details worked out. We are also in the midst of working on redesigning the website. That is going to take a bit and it's not going to be ready for a while, but we're really excited for some new ways of displaying that. And for those of you who have ideas about ways to improve our website, things that you think would be helpful for us to do, or things that you have found difficult to operate on our website, or there are things about our website that currently have been frustrating you, send us that feedback. We really, really do want to make this a better experience for everyone. I know personally that there are areas that don't work quite as well as they should. But we really want to hear from you guys because you guys are the play testers. You guys are the ones that experience this the way a customer experiences it. For me, I know exactly where everything is on the website. Of course I do. I was the one that wrote it. So I'm a bad gauge of how easy it is to navigate. You guys might be a better source for that. So please give me your feedback on the website, areas that you thought were good, bad, ugly, otherwise. Let us know. We really do appreciate that feedback. Thank you guys so much for tuning in today. Be sure to check back in next week, Tuesday, for the next podcast episode. And be sure to check your email for the Thursday episodes of Behind the Scenes. If you have missed those, you can go to our website and under the blog section, or maybe it's under the About heading. I can't even remember where that is now, speaking of not knowing where things are on the website. But it's Behind the Scenes is the heading. And so you can either search that in the search bar, and that should come up, or you can search it in the About section, and you can go read the Behind the Scenes. I do a long form written email covering all of the nitty gritty about what goes on, and it actually is a nice supplement to the podcast because there's things that I can cover there that I just can't cover here because of time. So go check that out if you're interested in reading that. If you are not on that email list and you would like to be, send us an email, sales@murdycreative.co, sales@murdycreative.co, and ask, and we can make sure that your name gets on that list. We don't send it to everybody because it's just another email. And so for people who don't want to get all of those emails, we try to keep it a little more streamlined for them. But for those of you who want to know more, we definitely want to offer that to you. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Be sure to check out all of our amazing products on our website. And also be sure to check out that subscribe button and that notification bell to get notified when new episodes go live. Leave comments. That helps us with the algorithm and helps YouTube think that this is a wonderfully important thing. So leave us a nice comment or a mean one. I don't know. And we'll be sure to get back to you as best we can. If you have questions, concerns, issues with your product in any way, shape, or form, reach out to us. We want to help. We want to make this right. We are real people. We are very proud of what we make. It's important to us that every one of our customers loves their product. So if you have any issues, reach out to us. We want to help. You can send us an email, sales@murdycreative.co, sales@murdycreative.co. Or you can give us a phone call at 414-434-9001. We're available Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Central Time. You can also text us at that number as well, 414-434-9001. So call or text. If you don't get a hold of us, leave us a voicemail. We do call people back. Also, if you include your order number, if you've placed an order in that voicemail, it does help us kind of identify who we're talking to. And if for whatever reason we have trouble hearing or there's issues, we can go look up the order number, buy that order number, and we can give make sure to get that call back done well. So feel free to reach out to us there. You can also reach out to us on our social medias, but to be honest, those aren't as actively monitored as our inbox is. So just keep that in mind. If you have a quick question you want to place an order over the phone, you can feel free to call us that way. We definitely do help people place orders over the phone if you're having problems with our website. And we definitely want to get your feedback about what you don't like about our website if you call and place an order over the phone so we can improve that. If you think we deserve it, a good review can go a long way to help us. Both a review on the podcast on whatever app you're listening on, if that's an option, or a review on the product itself. You can go to murdycreative.co/review to leave us a wonderful review. We really do appreciate that. If you're going to leave us a bad review, please give us an opportunity to fix the problem before then. We really do want to help. We don't want anyone to have a bad experience. We will do anything we can to improve it. So please, before you leave us a bad review, give us an opportunity to fix things. If you want to get a little something for sharing the company, word of mouth is the best form of advertising. So tell your friends, tell your family, and join our collabs program, murdycreative.co/collab. To get more information about that, you can make a little money selling our product, as it were, to your friends and family, and they get a discount for you doing it. So check that out. We really do want people to be part of that program. If you're looking for multiple items for gifts, giveaways, menus, really any reason, we do have bulk discounts built right into the cart. All you need to do is add whatever item you want. You can mix and match to your heart's desire and hit add to cart. When you go to the cart, it should auto-apply the correct discount. The bulk discounts begin at a quantity of 5. And like I said, that's a quantity that you can mix and match. So a quantity of 5 eligible items will get you that first tier of bulk discount, and it'll go up from there. If you have questions about the bulk discount program, you are looking for a specific number in mind or something along those lines, send us an email directly. We're happy to help work you on that. If you're looking for custom engraved items, we have no minimum order quantities and no setup fees. It's a simple flat fee, normally about $15. And to do that, you can go to most, if not all, of the product pages, and there's a little blue button that says Add Custom Engraving. Once you click on that blue button, it'll take you to the product page in the customizer. Now, first and foremost, be sure to select in the customizer the correct variant. That is going to be a little circle with an exclamation point in it. Click on that and then select the color and the insert you want in the customizer. It does not remember it from the prior page. We're still working on that, figuring out how to make that happen. But in the meantime, that may not be possible. So go check out and add that variant there. Then once you're there, you can upload images, you can add text, you can resize, rotate, reposition, do all of that great stuff, and then hit add to cart. We make the engraving from the file you upload. We rarely, if ever, reach out to you guys about editing if we need to, and we will reach out to you before we change things, but we do use that specific file. So however you want it is however it will be. So if something doesn't look quite right in that image, when you actually get it made and you add it to your cart, reach out to us first, and we'd be happy to talk through it before we engrave it. We definitely want to make it exactly the way you want it. So also be sure to check out any of the issues that you might have with copyrights before you submit images to us. We cannot do copyright images unless you have permission. If you have permission, send us that email right away saying, hey, I've got permission. If you work for a company and you're a representative of them and you can use their logo, we don't have any problems. But however, if you put the Walt Disney logo on a product, we're going to have to reach out to you, because unless you're part of the Walt Disney company and you have permission, we're going to get in serious trouble for that. So don't use any copyright images that you don't have permission to use. If you have permission, let us know. We'd be happy to do it for you. We love making these things, and it's really important for us that you're happy with it. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Have a great day, and goodbye.